So how did the band get together?
Well, we've been a band for about 8 years. We formed back in 2005. I was playing with a couple of guys that lived in Memphis, but they moved from New Orleans. And we were jamming. They ended up having to go back home. And before they went home, they called their friend, and they're like, hey, we need a guitar player for this band. You know, we're going to jump on this band. I'd just been recording song ideas and stuff like that at the time. We didn't really have a full, you know, a full cast in the band. So they called up Eddie, and they asked him, they're like, you know, hey, maybe you should come join this band. He's like, Eddie lost everything in Katrina, in Hurricane Katrina. And at the time, he was rebuilding his house, you know, trying to resalvage everything. He's like, man, my life's here, rebuilding, all this kind of stuff. He's like, I just, you know, my family's here, I can't go. Sorry, it sounds great, but I can't do it. So those two guys go back down to Louisiana to pick up a couple pieces of gear, and Eddie goes out to help them. They pop in the CD. They're like, here's the demos and stuff we're going to be doing. And when they got done listening to it, they're like, what do you think? And Eddie says, I'll be there in a week. I think it was a Wednesday, and sure enough, he came. He's been here ever since. So Eddie came from Katrina, Hurricane Katrina. Anthony, my other guitar player, had a really bad football accident. He was in line for some scholarships and some big things. He was a captain of his football team. And but his left knee in one play, and it pretty much ended his career. So he played a little bit of guitar before that or during that time, and, you know, just decided to hit the bricks with guitar and try to learn something. We were drunk in a bar one night, and he's like, hey, man, if you ever need, you know, a guitar player or something, give me a call. And then one morning I woke up, and one of my guitar players at the time called me and just bailed, and we had, like, a full weekend. We were doing Weekend Warrior stuff at that point.
Mm-hmm.
We had a full weekend of shows. Well, I think one day we had two shows. We had a day show and a night show. So it was about four shows. And he's saying he's quit. He can't do it anymore. So immediately I think about Anthony, and I'm like, I don't have his phone number, but I know he works at Guitar Center, so I'll see if somebody up there has it. And I call Guitar Center, and he picks up the phone. So I'm like, all right, I can see how this is going to go. And I asked him. He came in, learned the whole 45-minute set in less than a week, and he's been here ever since. So that's his story. Devin, our bass player, he used to play in, like, three or four different bands at the time, back in the day. He was just spreading himself. He played guitar in a couple of bands. He played bass in a couple of bands. And we found ourselves, you know, without a bass player, and we called up Devin, and I was like, yeah, I'll come jam with you guys. He comes out and jams for a couple of weeks, and then what a lot of people don't know is that we were looking for a permanent member, you know, and he has all these other bands going on, and, you know, his time was limited, so we found somebody else to come in, and within a few weeks, about a month, maybe 2 months time, we found ourselves missing Devin's plan, so we called him, pretty much begged him to come back in the band, and he did, and he's been here ever since. The position that we've always had a really rough time with has been our drummer, and we have a new drummer. His name is Rick Anderson. He comes to us from Tampa, Florida, and he played in bands like, he played drums for Saving Abel for a little while. He played with a band called Joan Red. Some people are familiar with. It's another Memphis band where we're from. And, man, we met up with him one night while we were on tour with our previous drummer, and got to hanging out, and everything was cool. And when we found ourselves without a drummer, I decided to give him a call and just, you know, just kind of shoot the breeze with him and see if he might be interested, and he was. So here we are, friend of the fall, man.